join the fight for refugee rights. I say prayer, Socialist Party National Committee and Refugee Rights Campaign. The unprecedented refugee crisis continues to affect millions of innocent people across the globe. On average, one person is displaced every 2 seconds. At the end of 2017, there was a record figure of 68.5 million people displaced across the world. Of these, 25.4 million were refugees who were forced to flee their countries to escape war, conflict, and persecution. This is 2.9 million more than the previous year and the biggest increase ever recorded by the UN Human Rights Council. People become refugees as a result of the effects of the capitalist system, a system based on exploitation and inequality. Right-wing governments' imperialist foreign policies continue to stir war and conflict, which fuel the refugee crisis. The same governments then treat refugees as criminals, putting us in detention centers, and scapegoating us for the lack of decent jobs, homes or services, which really result from their austerity policies. The question of how to solve the refugee crisis is hotly debated, and is a source of tense inter-imperialist relations within the EU. In war-ravaged Syria, the attack by the Assad regime on opposition-held areas is likely to further increase this humanitarian crisis in Europe. More than 1 million have already fled as a result of the conflict. When the EU's European Commission met in September, far from discussing how it might assist those fleeing such horror, the agenda was instead focused on fresh measures designed to stop refugees entering Europe. These measures included the creation of a special force of European border guards, which it said would number 10,000 by 2020. These armed border forces would have extensive powers to detain migrants and deport asylum seekers. But no amount of border guards is going to prevent desperate individuals trying to reach safety. It's vital to fight for the rights of the refugees. The Socialist Party supports the Refugee Rights Campaign, which is organized by refugees demanding better living conditions. It's a campaign that links our plight to the struggles of the working class in Britain. The campaign's demands include the right to work for all asylum seekers, full funding for the NHS, a £10 an hour minimum wage for every worker, and free education for all. The idea to launch Refugee Rights First came from a Tamil refugee after his experience of being held in a detention center. It was initiated by the Tamil Solidarity Campaign, which fights for the rights of workers and oppressed people in Sri Lanka. Detention centers treat victims in an awful, inhumane way. In the UK, undocumented immigrants can be detained at any time. Britain is the only country in Europe without a statutory time limit for the length of time that an individual can spend in detention. This increases the already huge uncertainty and mental pressure felt by those detained. The feeling of not knowing what's next is itself a form of mental torture. Britain has 10 detention centres, two of which are short-term holding facilities. One is run by Her Majesty's Prison Service, but the rest are contracted out to private companies like G4S, MITI, Serco, and the US-owned GIA Group. The Home Office is paying hundreds of millions of pounds to these private companies, which make substantial profits from imprisoning innocent people. Detainees are encouraged to work for £1 an hour, essentially slave labor. Meanwhile, the value of the contract awarded to MITI to run the Harmondsworth and Calnbrook Detention Centre was worth £240 million. The contract to run Brookhouse, which was awarded to G4S, was valued at £90.4 million. According to the Home Office, in 2017 over 27,000 individuals were held in detention centres, out of which over 12,000 were forcibly deported. The Guardian newspaper has undertaken a series of surveys to find out about life inside detention centres, which are at the heart of the SAMA's hostile environment policy. The surveys found that many are left traumatized by their time in detention and have to pick up the pieces after periods of separation from children, friends and the community. Some of those detained are torture victims. Many are at a high risk of suicide. Reports also suggest that these detention centers are even worse places to be locked up than prison. Many face depression and isolation. Most feel like their lives are left in a limbo. Some have been locked in their cell for as long as 13 hours. The vast majority are not told how long they will be held for, or when they will be deported. Less than a quarter of those held have access to legal representation. The capacity of these detention centers has increased dramatically since the year 2000, when detention centers could hold a maximum of 475 people. This number was increased drastically by the new Labour government of Tony Blair, and the capacity is now 3,500. Outside detention centers, asylum seekers in the UK are refused the right to work, and are forced to live on £5.39 a day. A key demand of the refugee rights campaign is for the right to work for all asylum seekers. History shows that no gains are ever just handed to us. Instead, they are won by working class people demanding and fighting for change. Our campaign is led by refugees. But we believe it is necessary to build a united struggle of all working class people, both to fight for the rights of refugees and asylum seekers and to win decent wages, conditions, housing and services for all. That's why we are proud to have won the support of the General Union Unite, which represents over 1 million workers. After delegates voted to back the campaign at the union's recent conference, Unite nationally is encouraging local branches to formally affiliate to refugee rights. No solution to the refugee crisis is possible under capitalism. Enormous wealth exists within society, more than enough to fully provide for the needs of all people, wherever they come from in the world. The problem is that this wealth is overwhelmingly concentrated in the hands of a tiny few. And it's this tiny few, the capitalist class, who profit from the exploits of war, poverty, and imperialism which all too often drive people to flee their homes. The only permanent solution to the refugee crisis is a fundamental change in society. We need to fight for a socialist society, both in Britain and internationally, in which people can safely live and work wherever they want, and in which everyone's needs are met,